Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. A bit of background noise today. I'm at the Adelaide airport waiting to catch my flight back to Melbourne. I've had a really successful time here. I came over for a wedding, did some good work while I was waiting in between the wedding and so forth, met some nice people. It's one of those situations where you go to a wedding and I only knew the bride. So I only knew one person, but by the end of the night, I knew quite a few. So that was fun. It's certainly outside my comfort zone. I don't enjoy the social events like that when you don't really know anyone. But it was good. I had a really lovely time. And today... So what I want to talk about is a success story, and I want to talk about it in relation to the mindset shift that this particular person made. And it took some time, but there was a moment when the mindset shifted. And I think life comes down to a series of moments, doesn't it? When you get to that point where perhaps you feel like, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of being where I am, I'm no longer going to settle for mediocrity. I want to move my life forward in ways that I've not moved it forward before. I want to achieve things that I've never achieved before. And those things will come down to two moments. If you think about perhaps the toughest moments of your life, where you've made decisions or where you have notice that you've achieved significant growth or something like that. Like for me, I don't know, there's probably 5-6 different moments in my life where I can say, okay, this moment or this life event, I can say, yeah, that happened in this moment. When that happened right there, that happened. And so this particular client, he started training with me, and when he first came in, he was around, it was like, say, 103, 101, something like that. And he wanted to get down to like 80 kilos. And so we're talking about 20, 25 kilos of fat loss. This is a guy that runs his own business, that in some ways very hands-on. Like he owns the business. He was doing around like $3 to $4 million of turnover perhaps a year, and even though it was hands-on, a lot of it was in machinery, like earth moving, that kind of stuff. But he carried the stress of the whole business, managing his team, etc., etc. And at the same time, he owned an acreage, and he was always doing work on the property. And so if he wasn't working at work, he was doing work at home, and he wanted to change his lifestyle. But for months and months, he was kind of fluctuating a little bit, and he would get down to, I think the lowest he got down to was about 94, 93, something like that. And nothing from there changed. He would go through, then say you go through the Christmas period, he'd come back a few kilos, like go back up to around 95, 97, something like that. And he just wasn't making the significant inroads that he was capable of achieving. And so we talked about it a number of different times and said, look, the problem is that you are not making that significant mind shift to say that you're just sick and tired of being complacent with where you are. I said, the problem is that you're just too comfortable. And he said, yeah, I know. And I said, so what do you think it's going to take for you to achieve that change? Because I think by this stage, I've known him for years now, but he was probably training for, 12 months or more, I can't remember exactly, it was a little while ago, and he was just flip-flopping in, out of being focused and they're not being focused. And I remember early on saying to him, look, you're not putting the same focus that you put into your business. And I said, I see this a lot with business owners. I said, they put all the focus into the business, their health suffers as a result of it. I said, but what you don't know is how much better you'll perform in your business by virtue of the extra focus that you put into your health. And I said, it's hard for you to comprehend because all you can see is, well, I've got to do this in the business. But I said, I've done it for myself. I see it in other people too, that if you've got a better level of health, you have more energy. If you have more energy, you'll find that that drive that you have and that focus that you have will improve even further. And you will make better decisions. You'll be more productive. You'll think more clearly. Like you're working a lot of hours and you're out in the field and all that kind of stuff, but you'll just make better decisions. And so he kind of got it, but I said, the problem is, I can use the words to explain it. Until you feel it, you're not going to truly appreciate what it is that I'm talking about. And so then we got talking about what it is that he really enjoys doing. And I said to him, you've got to find something that really drives you. Like he was really driven, and it's just that he wasn't finding that thing for his health and wellness. And I said, look, I don't know whether it's a team sport or something like that. He said, no, I'm not into that. And I just ran through a whole bunch of different things. And he said, like, I really like to challenge myself. I said, okay, well, there are many different ways to do that. I said, he had sort of bad knees and so forth. And I said, look, normally I'd suggest maybe some, like running, doing marathon, that kind of stuff might be something that would interest you because obviously it requires a lot of challenge, a lot of training in order to be able to do it. And there's that sense of satisfaction from being able to do it. But I said, it's not good for your knees, so I wouldn't recommend you do that. And he was doing some running from time to time around a footy oval and stuff. And then he would, of course, pull up really, really sore. And I said, look, it's just for one, the extra weight that you're carrying is putting extra load on your knees, so it's not a great thing for you. So I said, what if we look at something else? And I said, what about cycling? And he said, nah. And he said, that's just not my thing. And I said, well, the advantage of that over running is that you don't have the impact on your joints. And I said, there are so many different rides that you could do. He lived in the hills. I said, you could do that type of thing. And I said, you could find maybe a challenge in that space that's really going to thrive you. And I said, well, what about I put out the Kokoda Trail? And the Kokoda Trail is, like, you can do shorter versions, I think. It's basically 100 kilometres of walking, hiking through the jungle. And it's very, very intense. And he said, yeah, that's a possibility. So we were starting to get somewhere. So it seemed to be it was these really big challenges that he wanted to tackle. So then what happened was he started to do some more thinking in this space. And I can't remember the exact series of events, but he started doing some bike riding. And then from that bike riding, he really got into it. And then he started to connect with, I think it was the physio that he was seeing. And then that physio was like an elite triathlete, cyclist, and so forth. And he started getting him into, putting him in the right direction as to the right bike and all that kind of stuff. And then I think he dropped down to something like 75 kilos, something like that, over a period of time, obviously. Why? Because all of a sudden, he connected with something that was really exciting for him. And he started to get, like, he was very strong. He was a very, very talented guy. And he went from not even wanting to ride the bike to getting on the bike to then becoming able to stick with these elite cyclists on a weekend ride. And obviously they weren't racing, but he was able to keep up with them, doing like 40, 45 k's an hour, and and that kind of stuff on the bike, which is really, you know, it's not for, I can't do that. And so he was really, really good. And then he got into a bit of running, started to do a bit of triathlons, and then he started to work with this same guy and get another coach to then work with these really elite sports people to help him achieve things that he didn't think he, at some point, that he would ever do. And so he then did a 250-kilometer run through the Simpson Desert. He did, I think, a couple of mountain hikes. I mean, we're talking big, big numbers of these challenges that he really wanted to do. He did like Mount Kosciuszko, Everest climb, and so you have to achieve a certain number of elevated climbs over, as measured by Strava or something, over a certain period of time. He did that. He did so many different challenges that just pushed him personally to achieve things that really drove him. Now, I think part of it was the fact that he needed to have time away from the stress of the business and family life. And he enjoyed the training, that long training, the out by yourself or with a group of people. But there's when you're doing that much training, you spend a lot of time alone. And so he was going for very early morning, runs before the sun came up, long bike rides. He's putting a lot of training a week, and he's working very closely with his coaches in that space to be able to do it. Still doing some strength training type of stuff, but he moved on from no longer seeing me as his like strength and conditioning coach, if you like, and he just focused more on doing those other things. And then just training himself at home. But what's really compelling about this story is he made a shift, but it took him quite some time to find it. And then once he found it, he was really able to switch that on. And so I'm sure it was maybe 12, 18 months or so where we were talking about what it was that he was going to be able to do to achieve the things that he really wanted to, and the weight loss was really a byproduct of doing things that he really loved. But it took so long for him to get to that point where he realized that I just needed to do something different. And then he found what it was that he wanted to do. I think he dabbled in a few different things, and then he realized that, well, actually, at one point, he never wanted to get on the bike at all. I can still remember the conversation that we had, and he's like, no. I don't want to do that. And then he became so addicted to it. He just absolutely loved it. And he was really great at it. And so I think the solution here is that if you are stuck yourself, most people don't have great focus when it comes to their health and wellness and their fitness. Most people don't really push themselves. Most people never achieve what they're truly capable of achieving. People's health and wellness, their bodies and everything are getting worse rather than better. But imagine if you could achieve something that you'd never achieved before in that space, but you don't really know how to. And so I always encourage people to make sure that you incorporate strength training as part of what it is that you do in looking after your health and wellness. And making sure that you're doing some cardio as well. For me personally, I just love doing the walking. I love the concept and the process of training and setting some goals for myself. I'm not a competitive athlete. I'm a non-competitive athlete. But this client I'm talking about, Jason, he really loved the element of competition, not just with himself, but then he wanted to compete with others, and he wanted to move up and up and up in terms of his age group and everything to just, I guess, prove to himself what he was really capable of. He's really, really quite talented, and he probably didn't realise that, but the power of his mindset to push himself and drive himself was really, really important. So I always encourage people, you've got to find what it is that you love. you need to incorporate. So it doesn't matter what you do, if you're a ballet dancer, to a rower, to a bike rider, everybody needs to run. You need to be doing strength training. The volume of strength training you do and the type of strength training you do will be different depending on who the person is and what your sport is and what your goals are. But the point is that we all need to do it, but you need to find what it is that's going to drive you to be, to bring out your best. So another example on the weekend here. So where I stayed, it was right near the water. Like you could throw a stone to hit the water from where I was staying. And over the weekend, they had the state junior surf carnivals, and they had running events and swimming and paddle boards and all that kind of stuff. And it's just interesting, like I was looking at all the kids and how, you know, how much fun they were having and all that kind of stuff. And you just imagine that if your parents, say, lived in that area and they were really into, say, water sports and the surf sports and all that kind of stuff, that it would just be a natural progression that probably you get the kids involved in it. And I was just having so much fun, and I was thinking, wow, I wonder if I was in that situation, if my kids then would have gone into doing something like that. I mean, I was never around water, so I certainly didn't do it. But if my parents were, then I most likely would have. And it's just something that's, like, it's obviously quite different, but you're out in nature, everyone was having a nice time, it was a good family environment. I thought, wow, this is actually really nice. It just felt nice being there, you know, watching the kids perform and like just do so well, swimming out into the ocean. I don't know how far they were swimming, maybe 400 metres, 500 metres or something, I don't know. But it was really cool. They're just building their talents and skills and obviously just loving it. And so that's something very different. That might be something for you. You just don't know. Life-saving. Rowing, there are so many different sports that you could get involved with, and you don't have to be a competitive athlete. When I was a kid, or I grew up in a country town, and a bigger country town, but the only sports when I was growing up were football, cricket, soccer wasn't really a big thing, and for girls it was netball. They were the only things. Now, I was a little boy, I was the wrong size for football, didn't have the skills. I was just too little. I would have been absolutely pole waxed by people that were like my age. They were like 50% taller, much, you know, broader in the shoulders and stuff. I wasn't fast enough. And the same in cricket, the ball coming down so fast, it's like bowling to a toddler, an adult bowling to a toddler in cricket. So I would have been hurt, and I just wasn't skilled in that space to make it really different. But they were really the only options for me. But if you think about it now, there are so many different options. But I guess what I found when I was 20, that's when I discovered the gym, and I thought, wow, this is really, really powerful. I could get stronger, I could get bigger muscles, I could look good, I could then take care of my health and that kind of stuff. And I found that myself, and I'm glad I did, because then, you know, I started to just compete at the club level in powerlifting competitions and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I lifted some big numbers, but I enjoyed the process of like training, and it's really set me up for doing what I do now. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a competitive sport to get you into something. There are just so many different options out there. So I'm telling you all that because I want you to be able to find what your thing is that's going to make you unstoppable in the space of your health, wellness, fitness for the rest of your life. Because once you find it, you'll just never ever stop. And for me, it's training in the gym. You know, keeping that balanced lifestyle. I really love that. And I'll never ever stop. And going back to my initial story, like for Jason, he wanted an outcome, but he couldn't connect the dots as to what it was. And so we would just keep having conversations, not every session, but from time to time. Like he was coming in, he was doing the work in the gym. He wasn't following through with the nutrition. And I said, look, we're going to keep staying here until you find that thing. And he knew that, and we were very open about it. And then every now and then we just have a different conversation, and I'd throw out something like, have you ever thought about doing an Everest climb, you know, going to base camp, doing that kind of stuff? And then we threw in the Kokoda Trail, and then marathons, triathlons. Why don't you just get on a bike and just go for a bit of a ride and see if you like it? And just experimenting different things. And then he just gave into one of the ideas and said, well, why don't I try it? And then he was hooked. So success for you may be just a small decision away. So don't let it stop you from being creative and trying different things so that you can bring out your absolute best version of yourself. That's my thought for the day. Now, if you want to connect with me to help you through this process, challenge you with some questions, get to know you and sort of guide you in a way that I've guided other clients to, you know, bring out their very best, I go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I'll see you tomorrow.